Judenhof, Jewish Courtyard, Shum UNESCO World Heritage Site. Shalom Aleichem to the Jewish Courtyard and welcome to one of the three former Shum communities. Putting it another way, welcome to the birthplace of European Judaism. You are standing here in one component of the first Jewish UNESCO World Heritage Site in Germany and in Europe. You now find yourself in one of the most important centers of the kind of life that characterized European Judaism during the Middle Ages. The Shum communities assertively called themselves Jerusalem on the Rhine. They lived in Speyer, Worms, and Mainz. The initial letters of the Hebraic names of these three cities during the Middle Ages, Spira, Barmeisa, and Magenza, formed the acronym Shum. Since the 11th century, these three communities were in close personal contact and formed a unique, innovative network that shaped the culture, religion, and jurisprudence of the Jews in the diaspora. To this very day, leftover structures and cemeteries tell the checkered history of these three communities, which number among the oldest witnesses of Jewish life in Germany. The specific sites that are now part of UNESCO's World Cultural Heritage are the Jewish Courtyard in Speyer, the Synagogue District in Worms, and the old Jewish cemeteries in Worms and in Mainz. It was the settlement of members of the Kaloni Moss family in Mainz, and later also in Speyer and Worms, that started the heyday of the Jewish communities in the Shum. When Rabbi Gershom ben Yehuda founded a yeshiva, a Jewish house of learning, in Mainz during the 10th century, and when such Jewish religious schools also emerged in the sister communities of Speyer and Worms in the years that followed, a new branch of Judaism formed. Ashkenazic Judaism was born right here in the Shum cities. This is where the tradition of Ashkenaz started, becoming the Judaism of Middle, Western, and later also Eastern Europe. It was here that distinctive Talmudic schools and legal interpretations emerged. Jewish students came to the Shum communities from all over Europe in order to study here. Here in the Jewish Courtyard, a yeshiva that was built in the 14th century has been maintained as a ground monument. It connects with the synagogue courtyard to the east, as well as with the synagogue itself. The manner in which Jewish Ashkenazic traditions were kept and further developed could not have happened without the participation of the scholars in the Shum cities. Here, 1,000 years ago, they composed liturgies and prayers. The following religious laws and reforms were enacted there that were revolutionary for their times. For example, prohibition of polygamy in European Judaism, privacy of correspondence, and a reform of divorce law that strengthened the position of women. Thus did the Jewish community of Speyer in 1250 follow the example of Worms by erecting for the first time a prayer room for women, and to implement that, a so-called women's school south of the synagogue. In order that the women in the adjacent room could hear the worship service and adapt their own prayers and chants to it as it progressed, 6 hearing slots, some of which remain visible today, were opened to the synagogue. The synagogue, a Romanesque hall, was dedicated in 1104. The remains that are still visible today make it the oldest preserved synagogue structure from the Middle Ages. The synagogue courtyard built onto its north wall was established in 1200 and served as a gathering place. East of the synagogue walls, we find the architectural showpiece of the Jewish courtyard, the mikveh, the impressive Jewish ritual bath built in 1120. It was the first of its kind in Europe. Wide stone steps lead down 36 feet to an underground water basin through which groundwater flows slowly. Down a long staircase through a Romanesque portal, past a vestibule and a dressing room with stone benches, one finally arrives at the plunge pool. There one steps in, and when finished, heads towards the light. This is where the ritual cleansing process first assumed an architectural form. These impressive and unique structures demonstrate the Judeo-Christian exchange of construction methods and ornamentation. At the same time, they also reflect the history of persecution and destruction resulting from anti-Semitic pogroms. Nevertheless, Jews of both sexes have again and again been drawn to these sites, including Jewish communities of today. The preservation of Jewish cultural heritage does not just signify a retelling of the past, but it also looks forward to a responsible future characterized by an open and diverse community, in which, of course, Jews of both sexes have important roles to play.